Now, Bill, do you want to say something?
I'm Bill Clayton, as most of you know. Thank you, Brother Lauderdale. Concerning the end of the quarter, and that I could expect to not be teaching after that period, that was the implication that I got from the statement made by Brother Tyson. Now, if I got the implication incorrectly, please so state at this time, Brother Tyson. Okay, you stated that I should have known that. Is that the implication? That I should have known that? That I would end my teaching at the end of the quarter? Should I have known that? Okay, now then, he stated that he figured that I did. Brethren, I have right here the notes from the October the 1st meeting of the teachers and the elders in the, multi-purpose room? I have the diagram which Brother Tyson drew on the chalkboard concerning a study through the Bible over, quote unquote, a three-year period. He has Genesis on Wednesday nights. He says Genesis, Jude, 2 Kings, Exodus, 1 Samuel, and Ezra, Numbers, 2 Samuel, and Nehemiah, Joshua, 1 Kings, and Esther. This was to be the Wednesday night study. Now remember, this is going to be a three-year. And in the right-hand column, over on the right-hand side of the board, home Bible study, Genesis 1:17, Genesis 18:19, right on through for review. And I even spoke up, I believe Brother, I don't remember who all was in there, I believe Brother Clark was in there, I'm not sure, some of the others. Brother Billers, were you in there? You're right, in that teacher's meeting. And at that time, I elaborated, not in great detail, but to some degree of extensiveness, that what I had planned and desired to teach would be about a three-year period. I went back to Genesis chapter 3, verse 15, the glimpse of Christ. From there, I said that I would go into the book of Isaiah, show the prophecies of the kingdom and the coming of our Lord, and then into the book of Daniel, deal some with the intertestament period. From there, then, a survey, so to speak, and taking the gospel accounts according to Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and right on through. And it'd take about a three-year period, at least. Does that sound like 2 weeks? Or the end of a quarter? I even have a note in here, prepare for three-year study through the whole Bible. I've got Babylonian, Medo-Persian, a bunch of things like this. Now then, I then asked this question, if I was supposed to understand that it ends at the quarter, if I knew there was to be a change and rotation of classes, or me no longer teaching, why would Brother Tyson need to have me informed that Johnny Ramsey was going to teach his auditorium class? You know, that's contradictory, brethren. And even Brother Billows, in our conversation concerning this, stated in that telephone conversation that I had likely already done considerable or a lot of preparation towards launching this three-year study. Brethren, I must conclude also that Brother Billows felt that the 1st of October meeting, he left there with the same understanding that I had and perhaps even others did. If I've misunderstood things, forgive me.